disclosing his relationship with Advantage until after city contracts for the company had been approved by City Council. Ortiz did not attend the Ethics Board meeting. The largely dry and brown channel that is the Santa Fe River will become a sea of blue tomorrow morning. Diane Karp is director of the Santa Fe Art Institute and says they're recruiting people to help make it happen.
Clearly, the state that the river is in is the result of our need to dam the river to create reservoirs for our drinking water. Bring something blue because we're going to enter the river and array ourselves down the river, and then we're going to open all of these blue items and transform the riverbed visually from brown to blue.
The organization estimates that some 3,000 people might take part. Santa Fe is one of 5 sites in the U.S. among 20 locations around the globe, making a dramatic statement about the worldwide threats of climate change. Video from the flash flood event will be presented as part of the Cancun Climate Change Summit, running November 29th through December 10th. A sober look at returns from economically targeted state investments has some lawmakers questioning the benefits. Legislative Finance Committee economists are saying the state's severance tax permanent fund has lower investment returns because of more than $400 million worth of economic development investments. Lower investment returns translate into smaller yearly payouts from the fund to finance public schools and other government programs. The report estimates New Mexico has given up $12 million a year for the state's main budget account in trying to assist startup companies and enticing film industry business to New Mexico. And weather for Santa Fe, sunny warm days are with us today and through the weekend. Highs will be in the upper 50s with overnight lows near 30 degrees. Looking ahead into next week's Thanksgiving holiday, skies will remain clear, but daytime highs will be falling to near the 40-degree mark as a dry cold front invades the region. Meanwhile, the current Santa Fe temperature now stands at 38 degrees. This is Dan Garrity, news all day on the hour here at KSFR 101.1 Santa Fe.
KSFR programming is supported by New Mexico Educators Federal Credit Union, a not-for-profit financial cooperative serving its members for 73 years. More information at nmefcu.org.
KSFR programming is underwritten in part by Brain Dynamics Santa Fe, offering a short-term brain conditioning process designed to relieve anxiety and stress in these difficult times with long-lasting results. Brain Dynamics can rebalance brain activity, create new neural pathways, and energize your life. More information on their offerings is available at braindynamicsantafe.com.
KSFR programming is underwritten in part by Body, local spa, studio, boutique, organic cafe, events, kids, and fitness. Body Fit offers yoga, Nia, and Zumba classes, as well as a new circuit class designed for those who want to be active and energized. And Body Cafe offers organic food 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. More information at bodyofsantafe.com or 986-0362. Body is located at 333 Cordova Road.
Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. I'm delighted now to welcome Nancy Zeckendorf. She is the founder and chairman of the board of the Lensic here in Santa Fe. She's a former ballet dancer. And Wes Chapman joins us. He's the director of ABT2. ABT stands for American Ballet Theater. And they will be performing tonight at 7:30 at the Lensic here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Now, Nancy, this is a wonderful event for the Lensic because you are having you have invited a real classical ballet company made up of young dancers to Santa Fe.
Yes, and we're very happy to do that, Mary Charlotte. We're all very familiar with the wonderful Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Company, which has really created a huge interest in this community for dance. But they're more contemporary. And so about 4 years ago, Meryl Brockway and I decided we really wanted to bring some truly classical dance to the city. So we did bring stars of the New York City Ballet, San Francisco Ballet, Suzanne Farrell, and now I am thrilled that we have ABT2. They're a group of young dancers, and they're sensational.
Wes, tell us about the composition of ABT2. This is young dancers. We're talking about high school, college age.
Yeah, we're talking about 16 to 20-year-olds that are between their ballet school time and the big professional league. And there's about a year or two-year period where a little bit more polish is sort of required in order to dance for a company like ABT or another major company in the world.
How do you choose these dancers? It's what, a dozen of them?
It's 12 girls and 12 boys, and they are chosen from our Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis School for ABT, or they come from different competitions, or they submit DVD to me, and I have a look at them that way. And we sort of select what we're looking for in terms of the ABT look, which is flexibility, good proportion, and, of course, attractive.
You have young dancers from all over the world at this point.
We do. We have two Brazilians. We have a Cuban. We have an Australian. We have a Canadian. And the rest are Americans.
When you choose dancers for a relatively small, I guess it's not that small a company, 24 people, but are they chosen partly also for their ability to work in a small ensemble, to work with each other?
Well, in theory, yes. It's difficult to say how a 17-year-old is going to work in an ensemble because they've not done much of anything of that sort. So it's a little bit trial and error, but that's kind of natural in this business.
But Wes, this company's 12, not 24?
Yes, we have 12 dancers. There's six boys and six.
Okay, you said 12 and 12. That's 24.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Well, so when they come in, they're young dancers, is the idea that they will eventually be in ABT, American Ballet Theater, or what is the next step for them?
Most of them, of course, hope to be in ABT. Now, the needs of ABT change on a regular basis, so it just depends on the time of year and what ABT needs in terms of if someone's injured or is retired or, you know, the girls sometimes will get pregnant and go off and have families, and, you know, that kind of comes up quickly. So it really is dependent upon the needs of the company and what they need, which is a liquid scenario.
What is their training like? What do they do each day?
Well, they take class with the main company, and they, you know, do a ballet class every day, and sometimes I teach that while we're in New York. Sometimes we have other staff members teaching that. And then we go into a rehearsal part of the day and rehearse the ballets that we have coming up on tours, like Santa Fe. And then that's pretty much a full day for them, and they're set.
Wes, why don't you tell us something about the program?
Right. Well,
it's
the program,
so exciting.
The program is pretty full and very diverse. One of the things I like to do for dance is to see a diverse program between classical, contemporary, and works that have been made for them, so that there's something on the program for everyone that comes to see the ballet. We're starting our program tonight with the Rose Adagio, which is from Sleeping Beauty, which is a very coming-of-age piece for a young dancer.
Right.
And it's where it requires a great deal of balance very, very, very difficult for a young ballerina. I've seen the more mature ballerinas cry over having to do this because
right.
It's difficult. Then we have a piece called Flames of Paris, which is a dance for two, a pas de deux, and it comes from one of the old war horses of the Kirov Ballet from 1932, and there's it's sort of a showpiece. Then we have Mr. Balanchine's Allegro Brilliant, which was made in 1956. And it's to Tchaikovsky, which is one of his top 10 ballets. Very challenging. It requires a lot of speed and a lot of precision from the dancer. So it's very good to keep them sharp and very up-to-date in their technique. Then we'll have an intermission, and after that, we do a ballet called Interplay, which is made by Jerome Robbins, and this is before he made West Side Story.
Right.
So you see a little bit of the style of Mr. Robbins coming through, and this is actually the first ballet he ever made, so it's a historic piece in that sense, and it's very important in American dance. It's considered an American masterpiece by the National Endowment for the Arts, so we're excited about that. Additionally, on the program, we have a piece called Grand Pas Classique, which is a French dance for two, and it's, of course, in a tutu as well, and it's very classical. And then the last piece on the program is a ballet made for ABT2 called A Taste of Sweet Velvet, and it's to Beethoven's Molto Vivace, and it includes 10 of the dancers, in the 10 of the 12 dancers, so we kind of fill the stage up at the end. And it's a high-spirited sort of contemporary point of view of that music, and I think it's a nice piece for them. They get to express themselves in a different way.
I think it's a beautiful work. I saw it on the DVD. And tell me, is Jody Gates, who's the choreographer, was she from Joffrey?
Yes, ma'am. Jody Gates is a former Joffrey dancer and worked with William Forsythe at the Frankfurt Ballet as well, and that's where her process of choreography comes from.
Do you have choreographers who are choreographing specifically for ABT2?
Oh, yes. In fact, Sweet Velvet was made for them. So that happens on a regular basis. That's one thing that we have as a functionality of ABT2 is we try out choreographers for the main company a lot of times. So if it's someone relatively unknown that our director doesn't know very well, he'll say, Wes, why don't you try them out and let's see how they do. And then he'll make decisions based on that and their past, if they are appropriate for the main company at that point.
We're talking to Wes Chapman, the director of ABT2, and Nancy Zeckendorf. The performance is tonight at the Lenzic. Now, it was funny. Recently, we had in Santa Fe a student performance of Midsummer Night's Dream. And, of course, things that students can do when they are young actors are somewhat limited. But when I was talking to the director, he said, you know, they're age appropriate to play the parts in Midsummer Night's Dream. And I was thinking, when you've got people, young dancers, 16 to 20 years old, there must be some ballets that are just perfect for young people with that kind of energy.
Absolutely, and that's the type of program I've chosen for them. It would be completely inappropriate for me to ask them to do ballets that require a great deal of maturity, like Mr. Tudor's works are. Most of them are very, very difficult dramatically as well as technically. So I tend to steer away from those ballets because they're just don't have life experience enough to sort of pull them off. And the ballets that you guys will see tonight are you'll see they're vivacious, they're sort of youthful, most of them, and have a sense of who they are as young people.
Now, when somebody is in ABT2, is that pretty much a golden ticket to be a professional dancer anywhere they want?
I would say it's a golden ticket to be a dancer where anywhere they want. You know, that's sort of relative in the dance world. You know, some people want ABT, but they never ever actually get there. But that's, again, it may be based on their height. It may be based on their body type or that sort of thing, depending on what the company needs.
How long do they stay in the company?
We say a maximum of 2 years. Sometimes they leave us and go into the main company or another company earlier. Sometimes they go a little bit after 2 years. Just depends on each kid.
Wes, I just wanted to say that, you know, when I saw the company in New York when I was there last month and I saw the rehearsal, it struck me how professional and how beautifully trained these dancers were. When I remember when I first started raising money for ABT in the 70s, These kids are far better than anyone who was in the company then, except for the artists, the stars.
Right.
So they're just fabulous.
Well, this is something I've always wondered about, actually, is how is it that every year athletes and dancers
get better?
I mean, is there like a limit?
Yeah, you know, I think there probably is a limit. We haven't seen it yet. And, you know, you
right.
can see it in the gymnastics, and you can see it in the ice skating and ballet and many other sports and different things. And, you know, and I can't tell you exactly why it keeps getting better. Competition's high. Kids are smart. They're agile. They have a great deal of natural talent. And it's a different generation from even when I was dancing, which was, you know, 15 years ago.
And Wes, they also build their bodies with things like Pilates, which we didn't have, so that
exactly.
they're strengthened better. And they do a lot of work like that, which we didn't when we were dancing. We just went
and
to ballet class.
Yoga.
And yoga and things that we didn't have at our disposal when we were dancing.
That's correct. That is correct.
Nancy Zeckendorf, will you have here in Santa Fe some school children coming?
We have a lot of kids coming from the dance schools here, and there's some very good dance schools here, really. And in fact, Wes is teaching a company class, a class for these kids. But very nice, a donor, anonymous donor, has bought a huge block of tickets so that the kids can come to really see what, I mean, what they're aiming to be and what they're aiming to look like. And you really never know until you see somebody a lot better than you are, a true professional, that you know what you're really trying to be.
That's
right?
That's so important. Yeah, I mean, you can have a really talented kid here in Santa Fe, but if they've never seen the likes of ABT or ABT2, they don't even know what they're striving for.
I was shocked when I saw my first ballet company coming from this little tiny ballet school. I thought, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be doing? That's how I'm supposed to look?
Now,
wow.
And you danced for many years as a professional ballet dancer.
Yes, but with the opera ballet, with the Metropolitan Opera Ballet, and the Santa Fe Opera Ballet, and the Chautauqua Opera Ballet, but anyway.
But always classical training.
But always classical training.
Now, Wes, you have also school programs with ABT2 all over the country, is that correct?
Yeah, we do have summer training programs all over the country.
And what are they like? In other words, ABT goes and helps kids in, what, Iowa or wherever?
Well, currently we have 6 summer training programs across the country. The first one that started at ABT was the one in New York, because that's our home, of course. And then the one that came after that is at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, and I'm actually from Alabama. So I was directing that program for the first 2 years it started. And then from there, we've added 4 other programs, one in Detroit, one in University of California, Irvine, one at the University of Texas in Austin, and then one out in Bermuda. So we do have 6 summer intensive programs.
Now, when your dancers come to Santa Fe, do they need to deal with the altitude, or are they just such good athletes that they don't even notice the difference?
Well, I expect that they'll notice the difference.
Wes, I wanted to tell them, and you said don't tell them till they get there.
Well, they've already figured it out.
They have,
okay. Yeah, they have figured it out, unfortunately. You know, one of my techniques is not to tell them the things that could potentially go wrong, because then they don't know the difference. They'll just do it. So I decided not to tell them, and then, of course, they're rather clever kids.
Okay.
So they had figured it out.
they can read the MapQuest and all
exactly
of that.
Yeah, exactly that.
Well, we so look forward to having you here tonight at the Lensic. It's at 7:30. People can go to lensic.org. They can call 988-1234.
That's right, and we have some tickets available, and please come. It's going to be a wonderful program. I look forward to seeing you.
It's a great show, and you get to see the future stars of American dance.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's another thing that I think is so interesting when you see these young people is, and the same thing happens when you go to the apprentice program for the opera. You see these amazing young people, and you think, boy, 10 or 15 years from now, I will be able to say I knew them when.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, Wes Chapman is the director of ABT2, American Ballet Theatre 2. Nancy Zeckendorf is founder and chairman of the board of the Lensic and former ballet dancer. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.
I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, which is the Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here every Friday. Speaking of the arts, he's the Radio Adonis.
Hey, it's the radio diva, Mary Charlotte. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. You know, I got stuck in a traffic jam, but I made it here just in time. You know, getting ready for the weekend, getting ready for Thanksgiving already. Can you believe this?
Thanksgiving is a good thing. And on Wednesday of next week, I will be with Stacey Pearl talking about, Stacey Pearl she does Mouth of Wonder. She's the host of Mouth of Wonder on KSFR, and she's the executive chef for Walter Burke Catering, and she's an amazing cook. And every year, for years, we've been talking about how you make Thanksgiving dinner and what to do and what not to do and how not to burn your turkey and how to buy a good turkey. Of course, it'll be too late on Wednesday to talk about that, but we still will. And how to make it moist and flavorful, and I will give my secret recipe, which is drape bacon over the top and things like that.
Oh my goodness! Are you guys? So it's kind of like a Butterball hotline. People can people call in? And
no,
and
it's not a call in. No. It's just Stacey sharing her wisdom and
well, with,
I
with
my
Stacey,
lack thereof.
Nobody needs to call in because she'll cover it all.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I do? I cut my turkey into pieces.
Before you cook it?
Before I cook it.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's easier to carve. You get more even cooking that way. I think this year there might be fried turkey, so I'm not sure we're gonna cut it up.
Fried turkey.
Yeah, and unlike in this family situation, we have people that hate turkey and people that hate ham, so we end up having to do both.
Yeah, well then there's always vegetarians, but that's another story. You can tune in on Wednesday, and I also play. Well, we'll be playing as I do every year, Alice's Restaurant, which is a good Thanksgiving story.
Awesome.
Yes.
Alice's Restaurant.
Alice's Restaurant. So what's happening this weekend? Well, tonight, ABT 2, which we just talked about with Nancy Zeckendorf.
That's right.
At the Lensic.
That's...
Some seriously intense classical ballet.
What else is happening? Oh, Pop Gallery is having a show called On Love 2010. It's a group show in conjunction with a food drive and raffle to benefit Bienvenidos Outreach. There's a closing reception... tonight, I believe. The show is up through December, but there's a reception tonight. And that's at 133 West Water Street. Also,
but it's not a closing reception, is it?
Well, I guess not. That's very strange. Anyway, also tonight is Santa Fe High School Thespian Society presents one of my favorites, 1984. A play based on George Orwell's 1984.
Oh, boy.
That's at 7:30 tonight over there at Santa Fe High. And there's a small ticket fee, and this is the only weekend to go and see it. So if you call 467-2400, you can find out more information on that, ticket prices and all that good stuff.
Poetry on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Susan Gardner and Linda Wittenberg at the New Mexico Land Conservancy Pacheski Ranch at 5430 Richards Avenue. Readings, refreshments, and a good time will be had by all.
You ever heard of a group called Things That Are Heard with David Wayne?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
You should go and check them out on tonight, actually, at 7 o'clock at Little Wings Performance Space over there at the Candyman on St. Michael's Drive at 5 p.m. They're having a fundraiser. Little Wing could use a lot of community support right now. There's an auction at 5 p.m., and there's a performance by Things That Are Heard at 7 p.m. It's kind of a jazz rock septet, and that's at 851 St. Michael's Drive. Of course, it's a fundraiser, so there is... an admission price if you call 699-5470, or you can go and hit the Little Wing site online. If you just Googleize it, it'll come up for you.
Googleize it. So Saturday and Sunday this weekend, the 20th, it says Saturday and Sunday the 21st and 22nd, but that's not right, is it?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, they got this wrong. But Saturday and Sunday coming up from 9:30 to 12, and then in the afternoon as well, there is a course, it's basically an introduction to Buddhism workshop. If you would like to know more about basic Buddhist concepts and how they apply in life, you can come. It's for newcomers, and it's at the Tubton Norbu Ling Buddhist Center, taught by Judith Bailey, a Harvard Divinity School graduate. That's 1807 Second Street. For more information, 660-7056 or tnlsf.org.
I'm sure you're one of those people that's already done all your holiday shopping. You've got all your presents all locked up.
No. I'm a last-minute kind of gal, much to the chagrin of my beautiful mother.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's why I'll probably hit the annual Contemporary Clay Fair this weekend at the Santa Fe Women's Club. It's a biannual event presented by the New Mexico Potters and Clay Artists from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday at the Santa Fe Women's Club. I believe it's also on Sunday. And let me just find a time for you real quick. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And Saturday, and that's at 1616 Old Pecos Trail. If you go to contemporaryclayfair.com, you can get more information. Also, the annual holiday fair at the Santa Fe County Fairground Building. I used to, with my partner's mother, we used to make crafty little ornaments and go to this holiday thing and sell our wares, and it was always a lot of fun. But there's some interesting stuff there. A lot of wood carved ornaments you can pick up there on the cheap. That's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds on the rodeo ground.
Excellent. Now, there's a big opening at the New Mexico Museum of Art tonight.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Let's see. At the New Mexico Museum of Art is case studies from the Bureau of Contemporary Art, work from the permanent collection, reception 5:30 to 7:30 tonight. That shows up through March 20th, 2011.
I love it when museums exhibit things from their permanent collection, because somewhere down in some non-dusty, temperature-controlled archives, there's all sorts of great stuff that the public never gets to see.
Right, right.
And they're bringing it out.
Right.
I love it.
And yeah, it's like you take a docent tour of the museum, you're not going to get down into the basement.
They will not let you down.
No.
But case studies from the Bureau of Contemporary Art, it's sort of a, what, kind of like Soviet-era bureaucracy theme that they have going there.
Yeah. It all looks sort of very... top secret,
yeah.
Kind of. That's the way it's sort of formulated. It should be a lot of fun.
And some great artists. Meridel Rubenstein is going to join us next week to talk a little bit about her work.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And at the Axel Contemporary Mobile Gallery, there is at 10. I don't know why it's called mobile, but anyway, from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight, 107 West Palace Avenue, there's a show called Evocations of Reverence. And art by Dorji Gyaltsen, Meridel Rubenstein, also Charlie Carrillo, Erica Wanamaker, et cetera, et cetera. So good stuff. You can go to both.
Yeah, there's a reception also at the van, I guess, isn't there?
What?
The mobile van, the mobile art van.
Oh, is that what that is?
Sort of a separate reception.
Okay.
Yeah, Axel Contemporary.
It's a mobile art van?
Yeah, Axel Contemporary is actually a truck.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a truck, and they roam all over town. If you go to axelart.com, you can sign up to their Facebook or Twitter page and get updates on where they're going to be when.
And that is why it's called, ladies and gentlemen, Axel.
Right. What else? Oh, you know what? I was supposed to mention the Flash Flood for a Living River.
Yes,
event that's
tomorrow
happening.
Morning. We've talked about that a couple of times on this show.
Yeah, are you going to go?
Are
you wearing something blue? Something
if dog borrowed, wants something? Me to go... I will go. It's kind of early. It's 9:30 in the morning. It starts at 9:30, which means you should probably be there earlier.
Well, they're hoping to get 3,000 people.
Mine eyes do not usually see 9:30 on the weekends.
I know. Well, what you could do is you could kill two birds with one stone, paint your dog blue. That's two people. One's a dog, but it's a blue thing.
I could bring all the dogs. That would make four.
Yeah, and then they would only need, what, 2,996 people to show up.
But what this is, it's Flash Flood. It's all about the Santa Fe River and the attempts and goal to get that river to be a living river full of wildlife habitat, replenishing the groundwater and all the good things that rivers do. We have kind of dried it up, and it earned the most endangered river status in the United States a few years ago. And so this Flash Flood is this very cool art piece, this art opening where they're getting 3,000 people to line up in the riverbed, and what you do is you bring a piece of cardboard of any size that's just cardboard colored on one side and blue on the other, and they're doing this wave thing where people start turning it over so it goes from brown to blue.
Yeah.
And they're shooting it from the air, so you won't be able to see it when you're in it, but once it's over, there will be video and photography of this thing transforming.
Can you see it from Sarah Palin's house?
Well, I'm sure you can.
Okay.
Because that's foreign policy.
Right. Also on Saturday at 7 p.m., RPC Productions presents the a cappella and scat Cuban vocal ensemble Cuba Pacha. Have you heard anything about this?
No.
I haven't heard anything about it either, but here it is right here in front of me in the calendar.
Cuban a cappella can be, you'd think it's going to be cheesy, but it's so cool. They can do every instrument just with their mouth and hands.
Yeah, they do lots of horns with their hands.
Hey.
That's at 7 o'clock at the Lodge at Santa Fe over there on North St. Francis Drive. If you call 992-5800, you can get more info. Also that same night, singer-songwriter Jimmy Webb is performing at the Lenzic at 7:30 p.m. There's all kinds of different scales of tickets. A portion of the proceeds are benefit Kitchen Angels and the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. There's a story in today's Positiempo on page 22. Go and check that out. Jimmy Webb, I believe he's from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes through. So tonight, there's a fundraiser and silent auction and concert, which is a benefit for Little Wing. Little Wing is the performance and music annex, an art annex at the Candyman Center.
Is this the things that are heard thing that we just talked about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you can say it again.
No.
Okay.
Heaven forfend.
Concordia Santa Fe.
If you were Robert Knott, you would tell me that I wasn't listening.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I would say that it was so important that you wanted to reiterate. I just think you haven't had your chai or your coffee or
no,
your tea.
I'm totally uncaffeinated. It's very bad.
On Sunday the 21st, Masses of Brasses. Concordia Santa Fe continues its 2010 Chamber Music Series. Music of Bach and others at 2 p.m. at St. Francis Auditorium. That's a free show, but donations are always welcome. You can call 795-9979. That's a great little sort of brunchy concert. You can go downtown, have some brunchy brunch.
Brunchy
brunch. And then go catch some Masses of Brasses while you're passing the gases.
Gross.
After brunch. What else? Let's see. Oh.
Peru. Urpi chai, sonku chai, which means you make my heart sing like a bird. Sandy Vaillancourt oil paintings of Peru, including scenes from Quero villages and the Sacred Valley of Machu Picchu today from 5 to 8 at 821 Canyon Road by the Tea House.
Huh. Friends of the Library's book sale is on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m.
Yay.
At the Santa Fe Public Library Lafarge branch. That's over there on Llano Street off of St. Michael's Drive, between St. Michael's Drive and Yucca Street. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. $3 a bag. Gives you the CDs, DVDs, and audiobooks. It benefits the library. That is on Sunday, and I don't know if there is a Saturday deal. Oh, yes. Friends of the Library book sale is also on Saturday at the Lafarge branch from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Now, did you read about the Hanukkah gift and art sale?
No.
Speaking of Christmas or Hanukkah shopping?
No.
Hanukkah gift and art sale Sunday, November 21st from 9:30 to 3 at Temple Beth Shalom. They're featuring a wide array of craftspeople and artists selling fine wares for all your holiday needs and Hanukkah supplies. And there's a big Hanukkah inventory sale, so you can get stuff at a discount.
Rock bottom prices. Which reminds me, we haven't been getting a lot of Hanukkah event sort of submissions.
Yeah, send them in.
Send
them to me too. Radiocafe@ksfr.org.
Yes, we're a non-denominational calendar. We'd like to celebrate everybody's.
We're a polydenominational.
Polytheistic.
we're a
polytheistic calendar. There's Mary Hunt Kalenberg, the author and curator, is going to discuss 5 centuries of Indonesian textiles at 3:30 p.m. That's part of Garcia Street Books Meet the Author series. That's at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday at the Inn and Spot Loretto on Old Santa Fe Trail.
And I had her on the air yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day? Yesterday.
Yeah, there's a wonderful story in the Paso Tiempo. There's a beautiful cover image on the Paso Tiempo. If you go to page 42, you can read more about that.
And that book, I have to say.
It is so gorgeous.
It is so gorgeous, and the price that it is set at, although it's not pocket change for most of us, it's so inexpensive for a book
for
like that. It is
book.
So gorgeous. Oh, my God.
I know. I think there's one copy, and it's being guarded.
At the Pasa?
At the Pasa.
Yeah.
I think everybody wants it. What else is going on?
Well, Saturday also at Garcia Street Books at the store, Greg Kincaid, Christmas with Tucker. Christmas with Tucker is a dog book. It's a novel.
Oh, no. Is this a new
novel? I haven't
read
it yet. They sent it to me, yes.
It's a new novel, Christmas with Tucker.
Christmas with Tucker, and Tucker's very cute because there's a dog picture on the cover.
What kind of dog is Tucker? Is he a lab? Labs always make the covers.
No, he's not a lab. What is he? I think he's some kind of black and white dog.
But not a small dog.
I would say he's a medium dog, but I'm getting into treading on thin ice here because I don't remember.
Right, okay.
But anyway, that's happening, and you should go to Garcia Street Books tomorrow at 2.
At 2 o'clock.
That's what I'm saying.
What else? You know, there's this interesting group of folks that are playing over at the VFW. I wrote about them in my column, State of the Mingo. Singer-songwriter Zach Maloof and, let's see, Taylor Osborne and Nick Feel. I hope that's how you pronounce his last name. They've done a lot of work together. They've been in all kinds of different bands. They've got this new hip-hop project called State of the Mingo. They're kind of insane. If you like the Bloodhound Gang or sort of early some of the Beastie Boys stuff, you'll get a kick out of these guys. They are playing tonight at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2951 at 370 Montezuma Avenue. and there's a small cover for that. That's a 21 and over show, but I highly recommend going and checking these guys out because they've dropped everything. They've dropped their guitars, their acoustic guitars anyway, and they're focusing on this hip-hop project, and it's just really wild.
Now, here's a major event that's happening tonight. Leslie Marmon Silko is talking about her new book, The Turquoise Ledge. It's at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, and it'll be introduced by Sarah Marie Ortiz, who is a wonderful poet. And Leslie Marmon Silko is one of the great authors of our nation. And she'll be here. And I haven't read it yet. It's a memoir, The Turquoise Ledge.
You know, I think I'm pronouncing this correctly. If I'm not, I apologize. Wednesday the 24th at 7 p.m., Susan Abbott, jazz and blues singer-songwriter,
yes,
is going to be performing with pianist Bert Dalton, percussionist Dave Brady, and bassist Milo Jaramillo over at Tiny's at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. That's the day before Thanksgiving, so you can get in a little, you know, a little away from family time. Here, go hear some jazz, you know, before you start throwing turkey at each other.
What's
the next
wrong
day
with family?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Just saying.
No, absolutely not. Nothing.
Christmas in Santa Fe, a book by Susan Topp Weber, and on Saturday at 4 o'clock, she will be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore. So that's another thing that's happening at Collected Works Bookstore. And there's a very beautiful Christmassy picture of the Chimayo Chapel, or Santuario, on the cover of this book.
Cool.
Just saying.
Cool. Stocking Stuffer Holiday Sale. Boy, they're just everywhere, aren't they? On Saturday from noon to 4 p.m., Santa Fe Arts Commission Community Gallery at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. The show is up, I believe, through January 8, 2011, but they're having this special event from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday. There's no charge for that. Obviously, it's a sale. Vista Grande Public Library is also having a fall book sale from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday out in El Dorado. You can call 466-7323 for more details.
And this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock right here on KSFR, Bob Saget visits Camp Love Wave from Los Angeles to talk about his new show on A&E, which is a cable channel, plus part two of Taryn Love Wave's conversation with author David, is it Ike or Icky? Or Ick?
I thought it was Ick. But
it's probably Ick. I-C-K-E. There we have it.
Cowgirl Barbecue on Saturday is having a bluegrass jam with vocalist, musician Kathy Faber from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Stephanie Hatfield and Hot Mess are rocking it later that night at 9 p.m. There's a small cover at night. There's no cover for the bluegrass jam during the day. It's getting cold out there, so I'm imagining they're probably doing that inside now. Suppose the temperature is supposed to drop in the next couple of days.
Is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be high of 40, high in the 40s around Thanksgiving.
So that's cold. Stay inside.
Up.
Eat turkey.
Bundle up. Tons of openings going on. Backstreet Bistro is having an opening tonight. Goddesses, Flowers, and Birds, watercolors by Patty Blair, and Multiplicity, 2x2 and 3x3, photographs by Will Karp. There's a reception tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. That shows up through January 15th of next year. Let's see, what else? G. Kobe Fritz Fine Art is having a show of block prints by Scott W. Parker. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight, and that's up through just through this Sunday, so that's just a weekend show. And what else? Linda Durham Contemporary Art over on 2nd Street is showing graphite drawings by Victoria Laszlo, and that is up through December. And Santa Fe Complex, this is great. Deconstruction, large-scale, multi-channel video screening of Albuquerque's original I-25, I-40 interchange demolition by James Coker. Part of the, I mean, with all the work that's going on over there, this is like wish fulfillment. This is like part of the art.
If you didn't get to demolish it yourself, relive.
Or if you want to demolish it now, if you drive that corridor now, and you want.
What is it? You don't like it?
It's nuts. It's crazy.
Is it?
Well, it's like everything. It's in a constant state of construction.
But it gets you from point A to point B oh so smoothly. No.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've never been in an accident, so there's that.
That's a good thing. I'm knocking on wood right now.
Right.
World Women Work. Now, this is not this Wednesday, but the next one, December 1st, from 1 to 6 in the afternoon at 19 Double Arrow Road. They're having a celebration and sale to benefit World Women Work, and they promote conservation and of endangered species. So, you can check out their website, World Women Work. what is it, worldwomenwork.org.
World Women, www.worldwomenwork.org.
Yeah, there's a lot of W's in there, interesting.
Wow. Santa Fe Prep School Performing Arts Department, it presents George S. Kaufman's and Moss Hart's The Man Who Came to Dinner. That's comedies tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Driscoll Auditorium there on the Santa Fe Prep campus. It's a three-day run of that show. Tickets are available at the door, and go check it out. I went to prep, so.
You went to prep. Yeah. You little preppy.
Well.
Hey, tonight there's another. This one looks really interesting. I wish I'd gotten her on the air. Llama Kathy Wesley, tonight at 7 o'clock, is doing a conversation called Women and Dharma. It's an evening conversation called What Does Gender Have to Do with Dharma and How Do Men and Women Connect with Practice, with the Practice. And then tomorrow and Sunday, there's a kind of all-day, I guess you would call it workshop, called Transforming Disturbing Emotions, Transforming Anger, Desire, and Fear into Positive Energy that can be used on the path. And Llama Kathy Wesley has been a student of Buddhist practice since 1977. She did a three-year retreat. She's heavy duty. She looks very nice. And it's at the Bodhi Stupa at the KSK Center, at which is right off of Airport Road. For more information, nobletruth.org, or you can call 474-5336.
Ah.
Just saying.
I need to make a correction. I said that Zach Maloof is part of that hip-hop band, isn't doing anything else right now. He's actually doing the sort of Zach Maloof and Friends show, and they're actually playing Sunday at 8:30 p.m. at the Cowgirl. So you can hear him, what he sounds like when he's not rapping and just singing, apparently. Also on Sunday, the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, which is a fundraiser for the Friends of Folk Art. They're presenting a high tea fundraiser to benefit educational programs at the Museum of International Folk Art. There's going to be a silent auction, live music, tons of grub. That's at 3 o'clock on Sunday over there at the Museum of International Folk Art. There's a hefty ticket price, but it's a fundraiser, and you can go to the ticketsantafe.org website or call the Lenzic box office at 988-1234 and find out more information about that event.
Now here's another one. This is one packed weekend. Dance of India, Odissi style. There's a performer and teacher who is visiting from New Delhi, Pratibha Jaina Singh, and a great dancer. And that is tomorrow from 3 to 5 at the Rail Yard Performance Center. There's a nominal fee. You can go to ganeshacademy.org, ganeshacademy.org, or you can call the following phone number, area code 478-457-5354. And they're also doing something a week later, basically I think the same thing, at Taos Academy of Dance Arts.
Cool. New Mexico Museum of Art Docent Talk on Wednesday the 24th is about the work of Georgia O'Keeffe. That's at 12:15 p.m. Over there at the New Mexico Museum of Art at 107 West Palace Avenue. It's by museum admission. If you call 476-5072, you can find more information about Docent Talks, which happen weekly every Wednesday over there at the museum. What else is happening on Wednesday, the day before? I love Savor Trio Cuban music. I love these guys. They play fairly regularly at a few joints around town. They're playing at 6:30 p.m. at La Posada de Santa Fe Resort and Spa. 6:30 p.m., and there's no cover for that.
And they have a new, we just had them on yesterday, they have a new regular gig at the Santa Fe Brewing Company on Thursday nights.
Yep, Thursday night. Yeah. So the show at the La Posada, it tends to be a little more intimate just because of the surroundings, but the music is just as good no matter which venue you hear it in. I really like it a lot. You know what I'm really stoked for? It's not this week, but I have to mention it, is Circus Luminous.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a few years, and this is the first year that I'm going
to
go.
Well, then it's time to go.
And that's not this weekend, that's next weekend, but I just got so excited I had to say something about it. what else is going on? Pueblo of Tizuki Flea Market continues, I believe, through December, and that's at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and that is at, let's see, where is that? Oh, that's north of Santa. If you go to PuebloTizukiFleaMarket.com, you can get more information on that. But obviously, the calendar is telling everybody that it's time to hurry up and finish your holiday shopping.
Yeah, hurry up and start and finish. One year, I did all my holiday shopping in 1 hour at the Chocolate Smith. I just bought mass quantities. Is that what it's called over there on 2nd Street?
Mm-hmm.
And I just bought mass quantities of chocolate, wrapped it all up, and gave it to people.
Wow.
That was good.
They have a kiosk downtown now. You don't even have to go over there anymore.
Yeah, well, it's nice to go over there.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice neighborhood.
So this week at the CCA Cinematheque, what do you know about Real Engine?
Nothing.
Cree filmmakers Neil Diamond and Ernie Webb take their res car on the road for an entertaining, disturbing, hilarious, and ultimately inspiring trip through the history of Native people on the screen and behind the camera. Oh, so it's a documentary. Oh, that looks really cool.
Yeah.
And My Man Godfrey has been held over. That's a movie that follows, it's a screwball comedy, Where's Robert Knott, that follows a young heiress, Carol Lombard, at the top of her game, who falls for a mysterious homeless man-turned-butler, William Powell. Did you ever see that?
No, didn't.
That looks good, too. Wasteland, held over also, is Rio de Janeiro, produces unfathomable amounts of trash, but for the growing community that lives within the city's largest dump, that flow of refuse contains untold treasures. And so it's about trash pickers in Rio. Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's in its 20th week.
Ugh.
That's so crazy.
Wow.
And that's supposed to be great, which I never saw. Maybe I'll go this weekend finally to Exit Through the Gift Shop. They have the best movie trailer. I was looking at movie trailers a while ago, just like looking at them on YouTube. They've got a really good one. And Jason Silverman says the movie's great.
Did you ever go over and see Inside Job?
No, but I'm going to go see that.
Yeah.
And on Monday, I'll be talking to Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson about
Game.
Fair Game, which
Sweet.
I just saw.
Yeah.
Which is very, very good.
Yeah. I don't know how do you walk around after Sean Penn has played you? You know? That's what I want to know.
I think you just kind of do it like you always did. I mean, Sean Penn and Naomi Watts did a very, very good job. And what's the director? Doug Liman? He's the one who made the Bourne Identity.
Mm-hmm.
He directed that film. And it's very good. It's very well done.
Cool. Oh, I should mention that the Chocolate Smith is not on 2nd Street anymore. It's on Cerrillos Road, lower part of Cerrillos Road, sort of in the Whole Foods / Early Street area.
Yeah, you can tell that I didn't actually do my shopping there in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Cathedral Basilica, do you like religious art? And I'm not sure it's all religious art, but there's a great bulk of it to be seen this weekend at the Cathedral Artist Gallery, which is in the former Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi Parish Office at 213 Cathedral Place. It's that little side door right next to the cathedral. And they're having a group show of painting, sculpture, photography, and jewelry. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. I think I'll probably saunter down there because I'm obsessed with that kind of artwork. And that's through Sunday, November 21st.
You're obsessed with religious art?
Sort of.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you explain that?
I really can't. You know, Russian iconography art, things like that. I'm just really into it.
Huh.
I think it was because when I was going to prep back in the mid-80s, a bunch of us took a trip to the Soviet Union, and we went to Zagorsk, where they have all these beautiful sort of cathedrals and churches, and I snuck my camera in, and I pointed my camera up and pretended that I was just looking at the ceilings, and I took all these really beautiful pictures, which are now gone, of course, but I think that's where it came from.
And don't forget to check out the screen, because they've got some great films there. The music is playing, so it's too late to talk about them, but...
Sorry, I got off on a tangent.
No, it's not you. And Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He does a wonderful job, and he's with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts...
Not next Friday, though.
No, next Friday, we're not going to be here. We're both taking the day off.
That's right.
And I'm going to be airing an interview with a woman who wrote a book called The Lost Soul of Higher Education.
Ooh.
Mm, so tune in anyway, even though you might just be on a kind of post-tryptophan high situation.
You might be doing dishes. It's a good time to listen.
But put your radio on.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody. Well, we'll talk about that again. But, you know, if you haven't bought your turkey yet, buy it now.
Right. And get it thawing.
And get it thawing and get it ready. And have a great weekend, Rob DeWalt.
Right. Don't burn the house down. Be careful.
Exactly. Do not burn the house down. Wear your seatbelt. Be nice to each other. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Ciao.